With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden marked Memorial Day with a pledge that the country would continue the work of the nation's fallen soldiers in remarks at Arlington National Cemetery. Biden said he's thinking about those who lost their lives for our freedoms.
We gather at this sacred place, at this solemn moment, to remember, to honor the sacrifice of the hundreds of thousands of women and men who've given their lives to this nation.
Business correspondent Shelley Adler reports major retailers are offering great prices for inflation-weary shoppers.
As the weather heats up, major retailers are stepping up discounts, hoping to entice shoppers into opening their wallets. Target, Walmart, and other chains have rolled out price cuts, some permanent, others temporary, with the goal of giving their customers some relief. The reductions, which mostly involve groceries, are getting introduced as inflation showed its first sign of easing this year. But it's not enough for consumers who are struggling to pay for basic necessities as well as rent and car insurance. I'm Shelley Adler.
A series of powerful storms in the central and southern part of the country over the Memorial Day holiday weekend have left at least 21 people dead as they left a wide trail of destroyed homes, businesses, and power outages for people to deal with. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
Communities across Kentucky experienced storms that produced strong winds, multiple tornadoes, hail in some places. The storm knocked out power for thousands of Kentuckians, temporarily shut down numerous roads and interstates, and caused massive damage to homes and businesses.
The destructive storms caused deaths in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Kentucky, and were just north of an oppressive early season heat wave that's setting records from South Texas all the way to Florida. This is SRN News. Most of the world now approves of abortion. Michael Harrington has a report.
About two-thirds of Americans want the procedure to be legal in all or most circumstances, and those people are not alone. The Pew Research Center has conducted a global poll and found that there are very few countries where large majorities do not want abortion to be legal. Virtually all of Eastern and Western Europe supports abortion, as does much of Asia. The few mostly pro-life nations include Indonesia, Nigeria, and Brazil. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An important piece of early Christian history, the Crosby Shoyan Codex, is up for auction at Christie's in London in June. The Codex is a mid-4th century book from Egypt containing a combination of biblical and other early Christian writings. The Codex contains a book of Jonah and 1 Peter. The rest of it includes part of a well-known Eastern homily and a brief, otherwise unknown, exhortation by a Christian leader. This is SRN News. Some of the most mountainous terrain in the world and heavy rains, and it led to a deadly combination. Correspondent Charles de la Desma reports on Papua New Guinea's landslide disaster.
A Papua New Guinea government official has told the UN more than 2,000 people are believed to have been killed by a landslide on Friday. The official formally asked for international help. The government figure is roughly triple of an earlier UN estimate of 670 killed. In a letter seen by the AP to the UN resident coordinator dated Sunday, an official from the National Disaster Center said the landslide buried more than 2,000 people alive and caused major destruction at Yambali village in Enga province. Estimates of the casualties have varied widely since the disaster occurred, and it's not immediately clear how officials arrived at the number of people affected here. I'm Charles de la Desma.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.